Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting about making sense of it all in terms of information overload. Right now, we're surrounded by information that comes at us from all angles, doesn't it? We're living in a world where instant information from around the globe is transmitted in pretty much real time to absolutely everywhere. Whether you read information in print, on the television, on social media, or online on the internet, it's hard to escape from the absolute avalanche of it available to us. It seems to touch and influence us, and indeed it has an emotional impact too. We're constantly inundated with it. It's almost like being there, except we're not. It occurred to me that there is such a myriad of global events, as well as local reports, gossip, rumour and hearsay. Some people love the barrage of information and can become quite obsessed by it. Another person may crave the latest information. Others do not want to be troubled by the deluge of information, as it can affect their health and well-being. The life of all of us across the world, international events and happenings can be seen by others without us being there. Whilst this information has been available to us all in so many forms for a long time, I wondered whether the impact of the global pandemic had changed the way we assimilate the knowledge we find out about. So I chatted to a few people to find out their views. One person said she was absolutely fascinated to find out what's going on in the world and felt that she could keep in touch with what's going on. But since the pandemic started, she'd been so affected by what she saw that she limited her keeping in touch with the wider world so often as it distressed her. Another person said they felt that the pandemic had affected what they connected with on the internet, and that the emotional impact had made them feel more compelled to help others around them locally. Isn't it strange how collective experiences can affect people in such different ways? Very interesting too, and it highlights just how our ways of life, our values, our beliefs, our viewpoints, our faith, as well as our attitudes can be affected by what goes on around us. So how can we make sense of it all for our own selves? Well, I guess to begin with, it's about determining what you want to know about, what is useful, what is necessary, and what you would rather not know about. Information is communication and knowledge. Some would say information is power. In recent times, since the pandemic started, we're more accustomed to data, evidence, stats, facts about protecting ourselves and those around us. Using the form of information that suits you is crucial, be it word of mouth, print, television, internet, or whatever else. It's about looking at that information and thinking about what you actually need or you want from it. Obviously, in some cases, it's intelligence we need to know as we go about our daily lives. With regard to the restrictions around, those are constantly changing and we do need to know. Some other reports will indicate someone's well-meaning information, some people having a bit of a scaremongering moment, and some people spreading downright senseless and asinine facts. So when you've decided what knowledge is important to you, it's about assimilating that information and using it in a way that's meaningful to you. Some things will be more significant to you than others. Some things will affect your life and others will not. That's not to say it won't affect you personally. For example, disasters, momentous events, those deep and profound things that affect your very being. Whatever information you choose to receive, think about its effect on you as an individual and those around you. Be mindful of what information you impart to others and try to help each other to exist kindly and thoughtfully as we all try our very best to make sense of what's going on around us in the very challenging times we live in. Stay strong and rise above the circumstances you find yourself in. Let your light shine in the darkness. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Stay healthy, stay well, and enjoy your day. Until the next time, hugs from me, Kitty.